Irvin Hull was born on December 27, 1925 at his family home in Wilson, Michigan, the United States. He was raised in a devout Catholic family, with Irvin being the sixth child out of seven children. From a very young age, Irvin felt a calling to suffer. Prayer and suffering became a part of his young life, and he was often scolded by his mother for his mortification practices. Irvin believed he first saw Jesus when he was a young child, but didn't recognize him at the time. He suffered a near-fatal injuries in a fall from a horse, and his doctor said he was too weak for surgery. A nun in the family encouraged prayers for him, and the next morning, new x-rays showed no evidence of severe injuries. Young Irvin told his mother that a man in white robes and upraised hand had been standing by his crib in the night. At the age of 16, Irvin moved with his family to Escanaba. Irvin was happy about this, as it gave him the opportunity to go to Holy Mass more often and pray in a church regularly. He loved Holy Mass and the Eucharist, and it was not uncommon for him to be moved to tears at the consecration and upon receiving Jesus in Holy Communion. After graduating high school in 1945, Irvin entered the U.S. Army and served in World War II throughout Europe. His letters home frequently mentioned his faith, the Eucharist, and his desire to attend Holy Mass and sharing his faith with his fellow soldiers. Over the decades, Irvin had jobs in retail and manufacturing. On November 17, 1948, Irvin married Gail and raised five children together. His family knew him as a loving and caring person, a deeply religious one too. Irvin was known to go to a church to pray the Stations of the Cross every day after work, no matter the number of hours he worked. Upon retiring, he spent his days in Holy Mass, praying the Rosary, the Stations of the Cross, and the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and praying for other people. Irvin and his family were parishioners at St. Joseph and St. Patrick Church in Escanaba. Irvin Hull received his mission in visions from Jesus and Mary, to suffer the Passion every night to save sinners, and to bring people back to confession and to the Eucharist. On Good Friday, 1993, it is said that Irvin received the stigmata, and his healing ministry began when he received the stigmata. The wounds first appeared on the palms of his hand, and he began to experience physical sufferings. He suffered the Passion every night between midnight and 3 a.m. for the rest of his earthly life. He understood that these particular hours of the day were times of great sins of the flesh. His healing ministry travels took him across Michigan to South Dakota and one time to Fatima, and he never took payments for the healings, though the healings were often spiritual rather than physical in nature. Some people reported immediate physical cures as well. He prayed over one wheelchair-bound woman, a cancer patient given only 4 months to live. 5 months later, she came to him walking, reporting that she was free of cancer. An 8-year-old boy suffered leukemia, also reported healing after his prayers. Although Irvin rarely spoke, he made it clear that only God heals people. Many in attendance remained at the church 3 to 4 hours in order to have a chance to speak their petitions and to be touched by Irvin. As each person approached, Irvin would ask what they wanted Jesus to do for them, and then he would take time with each person and reaffirm Jesus' love. In one May 1993 vision, the Virgin Mary told him, "My beloved son, I come to you this night to tell you how much your prayers and suffering have meant to my son and me. Your suffering has been long, my child. You have pleased my son and me. We will be close to you. The graces have been given to you. Satan is trying to cause confusion among you, but I tell you, he will not succeed." Irvin said he would feel intense pain, at times feeling as if he were being torn apart. During this time, God would show him who and what he was suffering for, like civil wars, abortion, homelessness, murders, and abused women and children. Irvin's greatest concern was for the conversion of souls. he was most happy to learn of people returning to confession after 20, 30 or 40 years and receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. Irvin loved Jesus and Mary and wished to suffer for him and for the conversion of sinners. Irvin was concerned with people turning to Jesus and loving Jesus. Irvin Hull died in Marquette General Hospital in Marquette, Michigan, January 3, 2009. He is one of the few laymen in the history of the church who was born the stigmata. Irvin Hull, pray for us.